Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes peeking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance Boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend, and it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off. Welcome to the most exclusive thing that we do. I wonder how many people are actually going to listen to this stuff. I think quite a bit, actually. Our podcast numbers are holding steady.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Big Mike from Southwest Florida Golf Carts is bringing me, I think, this one tonight. But I'm a little bit worried, Blitz, that's going to throw off my entire 246 deal. Because I think he gets to the studios at 6:30, which means I may have to be... You know, I may not even be like
conscious.
Yeah, I'd be like,
ugh. Yeah.
Thanks for my break.
Mike, thanks for my break.
Well, I would say don't go riding tonight, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I can't go riding because the bike that he has given me, he didn't want any miles on it.
Not no, I know that. I'm saying tonight when he gives you the new one,
no.
Don't decide to go riding.
No.
During fuzzy time.
No, I may pass out on the way home, so I can't go riding.
Right.
So tomorrow will probably be my first day of riding my new bike.
Ooh.
My new Avaton.
Should be exciting.
Did you download the app? Long for the ride.
I think I did download the app.
Okay.
I think I did. Let me see here. Yes, I did.
Okay. And then I'd worry about linking it up to, obviously, to the new bike because it won't do any good linking it up to this one.
Oh, yeah. And I think you got to sign in and sign up. And,
yeah, you
and
can all do all that now at least and get it ready.
Yeah. Now, yes. When you have the app for your bike on your phone, what does it allow you to do? Now, first of all, their display, from what I'm used to on my other one, is far better, isn't it?
Way better.
The new one.
Yes.
The new Avaton one.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to that Pasquale bullcrap that I had.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can... The display on the unit, but what can you do within the app? Like you can do different settings and stuff.
Yep, your speed limits, your different, you know, your PAS 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can set those up. You can set your cruise speeds, any of the like the braking stuff. I'm not, you know, I think each bike or each model is a little different as far as what options.
And so it will be kind of like a Tesla in the fact that it will make these changes.
Yeah.
Electronically.
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Yep.
For real?
For real.
Wow, that's pretty badass.
And it's got the little USB thing on your handlebars, so you can charge your phone or whatever you have, you know, there you can charge it.
You mean in case I'm going live from the trail?
Yeah.
Which I think went pretty well. I might do that.
And the, you know, your phone charging doesn't use much battery at all, so, you know, 2 hours of charging your phone might like let you'll lose like maybe a mile.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this. Going live really eats up your phone.
Your phone battery, it sure does.
Oh, yeah. It really eats up your phone. Mm-hmm. How is your battery? I mean, you and Anna went almost an hour yesterday, and did it suck it right down to zero?
That's what I asked him.
Yeah, so I made sure it was 100% when I left the house.
So did I.
And we went live on Instagram for like, I don't know, 10 minutes maybe, just to promote we were going to be live on Facebook later. And then the hour of Facebook, I think it was down to like 65%.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, but then I had a charger with me, so I was able to kind of charge it back up.
Yeah, but I feel like the Android batteries are better than the iPhone batteries, because mine does the same thing, Bubba. It, like, dies super fast when you go live.
Well, it probably has a lot to do with how Blitz charges his compared to how we do. Blitz does everything by the book. Mm. Like, if you're supposed to, like, run it all the way down to zero, then Blitz does that. If you're supposed to stop it at 10.
Yeah.
Like, Blitz is the kind of guy that when I used to get a new jet ski, I would want to jump on it and floor it. And go drive crazy. And Blitz would be like, no, for the first
10 hours.
For the first 10 hours, you can only go half throttle.
Yeah, I will do that.
And then for the next, and then we have to take immediately to the dealership and get it recalibrated.
Yep.
I'm the kind of guy, be like, I'm opening it up and I'm fucking going wide open. And if
no,
I
take, I'm a break in. I'll do the break in thing, especially if it's mine, you know.
Right.
I'll make sure it's broken right and all that. And like the phone, I'll make sure it's kind of charged the first few times, and then eventually it's like, whatever.
How about my new Avaton bike? Do they have any break in parameters, or do they just let? I got to think that you just got to let it eat.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, you don't want to put it on 28 miles an hour and just do that from zero nonstop, but like you know.
But I don't really do that.
I know.
So Anna, we were talking about this a little bit.
Yeah.
I was kicked off of a plane over my 22-pound boobs, and it shows this chick. Now, obviously, we're not visual; we're just audio.
Mm-hmm.
And you just half-assily, smart-assily, is like, "Oh, I like that. That is the most disgusting shit I've ever seen in my entire life."
Disgusting.
And if I had, I wouldn't even consider. Like, even if that girl was giving away free pussy. Free pussy.
Unless, you'd say no. You would say no to that.
Hold on. I would only fuck her from behind.
Probably worse from behind.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, Blitz. I don't got to look at that. I don't have to look at that.
Yeah, but you don't know what her ass looks like if she has like a 10-gallon ass implant.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Her ass has to be better looking than
I
this.
I like it.
No, if she didn't
Anna,
have...
for real.
Hold on.
Stop.
But what about if she did not have any tattoos?
I think her fuck... No.
Because her tattoos are fucking hideous.
You know, her lips are hideous.
No, Blitz.
I like the cobweb on her titty.
You're talking so much shit out of your ass.
Of course she is.
So we're going to call... You know what? I'm going to call you... I'm going to call bullshit on it because you don't... There's nothing about this that anybody can like.
Right.
No.
Period.
Well, there... I mean, I will say, I'm sure there's somebody that thinks that's super attractive.
No, yeah, her. In her fucking warped brain.
In one
She's
year
got these 22-pound tits that literally look like you went and got watermelons and fucking and glued them on her tits. Then she's got all these tattoos, and then she's got these lips that literally look like, I don't even fucking know. And the only reason why a woman would do this is because, look at me, I'm insecure, I need attention, some kind of bullshit, or somebody ain't fucking her proper.
No, she's not getting fucked. But
she got touched as a kid or something.
Listen, New York Post would post a year from now that she's a so hot she's not dateable. One of those bullshit posts.
Yeah, she's so fucking weird. And then she's like, I got kicked off the plane and I felt so dehumanized. Bitch, you look dehumanized the minute you fucking wake up in the morning. You're a monster. I mean, like, who? What plastic surgeon would even allow this?
Oh God,
that's what she wanted.
I mean, really, for like 55, she doesn't look that bad.
She's 55.
No, she's like fucking 25.
She's 25, Lummy.
Oh, is she really?
I felt suddenly him. If I, Magdalene said she was, said the airline kicked her off, claiming it was because she had had headphones in where it wasn't blah, blah, blah. No, she kicked her off because some fucking paying customer that has two kids are uncomfortable. And I would feel uncomfortable.
Well, let's look. I'm going to look at her social media.
Me too. Looks like she's been banned on Instagram. Yeah.
Oh God, that's disgusting.
Oh my God, Bubba, from the back it's even worse.
I told you she had a 10-pound fucking concrete block.
Oh my God.
Did she have a button plants?
Show me the back.
All right, hang on, I'm sending it to you now.
I mean, I wouldn't even fuck her from the back.
So this is not hers, it's fans of her, but it's still her pictures, so.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh.
But it gets better.
No, that can't be. Oh my God, that's her.
Scroll down. Wait till you see. Look at that, Bubba, from behind. Yeah.
No, thank you. So,
Bubba, you don't like that?
No, you know what I'm doing?
Oh, she has a shaved head, too.
I'm jacking off.
to that?
I'm going to Pornhub and typing in what
I like.
I like
it.
I'm going into Pornhub and I'm typing in what I'm like and I'm jacking my head.
But she likes Kiss and you like Kiss.
I don't like Kiss for real. I like Kiss as a rib.
Well, that's a rib.
Like Blitz, do you really think I would be going to a Kiss concert?
Hell no.
No. But I like
she
saying,
does.
But I like saying Kiss.
I like she has good body proportions.
Does she?
Body proportions on my ass.
She has thin hips.
Anna, you're just talking shit. Fuck her. I don't even want this bitch on my screen
she
anymore.
She is disgusting. Thing.
Lummy, I finished Winning Time.
Oh, did you? I got two episodes to go.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, is it good?
Yeah.
You're my dream
you
woman.
Sound let down,
some
though.
People like this.
I like it. I like it. I like it.
It wasn't that good, though?
No, I do. I
was
like
it. Was it one season or two or what?
They're coming out with a second season.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then also Yellowstone has, they released like a little preview on season 5.
Oh, they do? Do you have it?
I'll get it.
And I know they're taping it right now, right?
Yeah.
Anna, what is your fucking problem?
I'm reading the comments people are posting and they're making me laugh.
I guess TMZ has a, you gotta see this. Yeah. TMZ has a, They've got a video of her carrying a drink at the airport. It's like, wait till you see when she walks by. Look at that ass.
You and Anna are becoming the same people.
Oh my God.
Watch this. Watch. Watch as she walks by. Look at her ass. Watch. She's carrying basketballs in her fucking ass.
And in her bra. And what?
She is disgusting.
She's a monster.
What is this bitch's name?
Mary Magdalene.
Oh, here she's punching a dildo.
What the fuck?
All right, can we get off the Marilyn? I'm not nearly obsessed with this as you are. I find it disgusting. Mary Magdalene. And has she been banned from these various places?
It says she's banned on Instagram, but she probably is, I'm sure like she's going to open a new one.
Here. Okay, last thing. I promise that I'll shut up about
it. And can we be done with it, please?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You said you hit it from behind.
You know, I probably...
That's what she did to your dick. Watch. You got a bunch of it.
My dick couldn't handle that. Like, my dick...
Oh, we couldn't
reach
it.
Then she hits the dick. Is that like the symbol? Or is she punching... Or is she punching the dick?
It's her workout.
Like, what is she...
At first, I thought it was a punching bag, and I looked up and I'm like,
calories.
That's a dick.
She's burning calories.
It's a goddamn dick.
So she has this... That dog's like, please, somebody come rescue me. Yeah. My mom punches dicks. Please. Please, please, somebody come punch. The thing about it is, can somebody send me what she might have looked like before all of this?
I would love to see the same thing.
Oh, fuck. That's
I don't
funny.
Know her name.
Mary Magdalene.
I know, but the problem is, Mary Magdalene is actually...
Yeah, that's not her name.
Yeah, Mary Magdalene is in
right,
the Bible.
Right, so... It's hard to find just her.
Oh, as far as the real one that
this fucking monster.
God. What is
the world coming to? Chances are, though, you know, probably stock before she did all this bullshit. She probably was pretty.
She's pretty
cute. By the way, tomorrow's Stormy Daniels private photo shoot for Bubba, right after she blasted Trump, is going to be our noon release for tomorrow. Hopefully, Jackson has it all thumbed up with some Donald Trump in there and stuff like that. I really think this has a chance to maybe do something.
Okay.
I mean, I think it does.
Yeah. I mean, with Trump in it, you know that would kind of.
I mean, I really do think. And it's sexy, but yet it's already been approved.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too sexy, but it's sexy enough. And this is the, God, and she just looks good as fuck there, does she not?
Yeah.
This is when she was an absolute.
She was like number one
porn star in the world. And her makeup is so pretty, and she's just so fucking beautiful. Those tits.
No, you don't think those might be too big or no? That's right.
You think that's beautiful on him? You think she's pretty? I mean,
it's got more. She's got more makeup on than I thought you would like.
Does she? Does she have quite a bit?
She's got a lot of foundation on.
I mean, I think she looks good, but I know that you don't really like that look. Or no.
Trump liked it.
Trump was blasting the shit out of it.
Bubba, you remember she looked good natural coming in.
Oh yeah, naturally she always looked good.
You can tell that the styles have really changed since then. That their whole butt is covered by those bathing suits. Now it's all about like thongs.
Now, Anna, you sent this article to me today, and it is that they're saying that maybe the Pope, what's gonna happen? Like if the Pope,
Pope Benedict resigned. So they're thinking he might do the same thing, Pope Francis.
What's wrong with him? But is
he's
there going to
fucking old?
Is it going to be like? Are they going to discontinue the Pope? Because Pope Francis fuels speculation on the future of what do they call it?
Pontificate.
Yeah. Meaning, like, is it the future of the Pope?
Who's going to be
the position? Are they going to eliminate the position?
No.
Just him.
Who's
going to
be the Pope? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He's old, so he's like bowing out, which I appreciate.
Well, there's been actually a lot of. I think the last couple popes bowed out before they died.
Yeah, Pope Benedict.
And that's what the Queen should do too.
Well, she doesn't really do anything.
Well, what the fuck does he do? What does the Pope really do?
He runs the entire religion.
The Vatican City, and he's like the head of Catholicism.
The whole country.
Yeah, but is he running it, or is just a bunch of
Well, he actually is in charge, though.
Yeah, politically of Vatican City, but it's just the city, you know.
But it's a country.
Is Vatican City a
country?
It's
a sovereign nation, yeah, but it's like one city, and it's like
how big is it?
I don't know. It's a fucking city. I don't know.
I know, but
it has a population of 453 people. It's an area of 100. It's 121 acres.
So basically, it's just the Vatican, compound.
Pretty much.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, not even like Rome or anything.
Do they have their own police department or something like that?
I don't know. They probably pull from Rome.
I mean, that's the country that they're in. Vatican City is in Rome.
Yes,
right?
It's in Italy.
In Italy, within Rome, which
it's
Italy,
close to Rome. I think
it's
so.
In the country of Italy near the city of Rome.
I believe so. Yes,
it might even be like an inner city of Rome.
It is, and it does have its own police force.
Let's see, Vatican
it
City.
Is?
Vatican
yeah, it
city.
Has its own police force. I mean,
isn't it a little bit funny like the Romans killed Jesus, but like now the head of Catholicism is in Rome?
Yeah, which just goes to show you need to go to Clemunism because it makes about as much sense. It really does.
It's very close to the center of Rome in the Colosseum, like you said.
Yeah.
Now, and the reason why they made it a sovereign city is because they could do a bunch of illegal shit or whatever. So how do you call it?
Sovereign.
Yeah.
A sovereign nation. Is the reason why they did that is because they could do a bunch of crazy shit in there and they couldn't come arrest you. You could be fucking little boys.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm sure that's part of it. But just so you have your own rules, you can run it as you see fit with like religious law being
like
the law.
Is it almost blitz kind of like the way the Native American casinos have their governed their own little areas?
Yeah.
Except the casinos don't fuck little boys.
Well,
that we know of.
Well,
as much as the Catholic Church.
No.
Catholic Church is really good at it.
What, fucking little boys?
Yeah.
It's they're like real good at it.
They used to be really good at it.
Yeah, I think
they've gotten a lot worse.
I think fucking little boys has come to a screeching halt.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's alive and well. It's just, you know, the little boys don't really say anything until they turn about 30, and then they start talking.
So you're saying that they're, you think there's still boy fucking going on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not just the Catholic Church, but the Catholic Church is like, they do it. They do. They go hard in the paint with that shit.
The Catholic Church goes hard in the paint with that shit.
And by that shit, I mean fucking little boys.
I do know. I think there was a guy named, Lummy, you can help me out here. I think there was a guy locally named Father Bob.
Oh, yeah, Father Bob.
And he had, maybe you can look it up for me, Lummy, but he had fucked.
Father Bob.
Yes.
You call me Father Bob. I'm
calling Father Bob. I was listening to this. I was listening
the
to
fuck?
This. I was listening to this phone call back on one of my albums, and it was Peter from the Archdiocese, yeah. Which is this prank phone call. And he called up, and Ned, and we were talking to this motherfucker, and he was weirded out, and he's like, you know, you're not supposed to lay with a man.
Mm-hmm.
And Ned goes, that's what I like to fuck standing up.
Right. I remember that.
there was like a friend of mine who used to live in Pasco County. His friend that he went to high school with was fucking Father Bob.
Oh.
And nobody knew it. And the guy was kind of weird, you know, growing up and all and everything. And my buddy was like, you know, we really didn't know.
Yeah.
But he was always with Father Bob, and we didn't even really put two and two together. And then once Father Bob went down, my buddy's friend, the guy my buddy knew, was like one of the main people that testified and like helped put Father Bob away.
A lot of Father Bob.
2002-ish is when he got in trouble?
I think so. Is it? And it's local. And I could be wrong of even the name, but that's the name I kind of remember.
He was a priest of 9 area churches.
Yes.
His Robert Schinofuli, otherwise known as Father Bob.
Right. And he would groom these boys like at 9 or 10.
Mary Jo Murphy, spokesman for the Diocese of St. Pete. He was 54. He'd been the pastor of a bunch of stuff, a lot of them in Pasco County. Father Bob until now. He's going to...
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
He's got a whole bunch of scandals going on. It's like a big, it's a news article.
Are you on the Tampa Bay Times one?
Yeah.
There's a lot of Father Bobs. When I Googled Father Bob,
I know.
Indiana came up. Maryland came up.
Bishop Lynch says he cannot talk about this matter.
But there was a Father Bob, I think, in Tampa.
Yeah, no, you're right. In the Pasco.
Yeah.
Michael, in Pasco. the Archangel Catholic Church in Pasco County.
And he fucked all kinds of little boys. And when these men, these little boys became adults, like they were fucking still, I think.
And
it was like.
Bill Urbanski claims that he was sexually assaulted by Lynch, or whoever that is, another different guy, I guess. And they paid him $100,000 to be quiet.
I mean, I wonder how much the Catholic Church has paid out over the years. Hasn't it been billions?
Probably not. Because they would, you know, you have to think that most people were very religious up until very recently, and the church held a lot of power, and priests held a lot of power. So what they would say to these little boys, like, hey, if you say anything, you're going to hell. Your whole family's going to hell.
Right.
No one's going to believe you. I'm going to kick you out of the church, and, you know, you'll live in eternal damnation.
Yeah, it's been in the billions, yeah.
Yeah, 2018, a story came out, $4 billion.
Yeah, you're right, Bubba.
Yeah, in the billions.
Yeah.
And I mean, so
that they paid off.
They've had settlements of, you know, fucking little boys in the billions.
Just in 2020, it looks like they were up to $281 million. Just in 2020.
Over 8,600 cases.
You're saying for the fiscal year of 2020.
Correct. $4 billion, that was the article in 2018. And then in 2020, there's a different one that says they paid $281 million just in...
in that year.
Is this legal fees, or are you talking about under the table,
No,
Bob's?
No. This is, hey, little Johnny.
Settlements.
Settlements.
We fucked you when you were 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16, and here's $125,000.
The Associated Press says, like Lemmy said, $4 billion from 8,600 cases, and they estimate another $4 billion with the next 5,000 new cases, and the largest single payout was $660 million.
Wow. How much?
660.
And that
might have been for like a big group or something.
Right,
I'm not
like
sure.
It was
a group of victims of 500 victims.
Oh, okay.
Still, do 660. Take that. Bring that down to 330. $330 million after legal fees. So 330 divided by how many?
500 victims.
Do 330.
Half a million apiece.
Yeah, five. That's what. That's what it seems to be going for. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Can I get the promo code for stamps.com?
I think it's
promo code Bubba.
It's Bubba, B-U-B-B-A.
Perfect.
Okay, bud.
Appreciate it. Love you guys.
Thank you. All right. Thanks. And then for the longest time, they would settle, and then they would hide what the guy did.
They'd move him.
And they would move him like a guy that was in San Diego would get moved to, like, Iowa.
Yeah, but different diocese.
And then they were like, okay, Iowa, you know, listen, buddy, in San Diego, you know, you fucked, like, 10 boys. It cost us a little bit of money. Can you maybe slow the fucking down a little bit?
I go to Iowa where all the farm boys are.
Right, then you get a whole new group of, you know, farm boys.
Then you get Brandon the Quad rolling in.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Woman shoots gunman dead after he begins firing a rifle at a graduation party. The detectives praise her for saving several lives. Hell yeah.
Nothing's
cooler than a chick that's got a properly permitted handgun, is a little proficient with a gun, and fucking smokes a bad guy.
And a lot of people were upset that this wasn't more in the media, like
right,
in the news.
Yeah, why isn't this a big deal?
It doesn't fit the narrative.
Yeah.
Where was it again?
And here's what sucks, too, is like, you know, really, if you think about it, she could have saved thousands of lives.
Yeah.
But you never know because it was stopped.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, how many people were at the, there were, I forget how big of a festivity as it was.
Well, they said
it was in Charleston, West Virginia.
Yeah. They said there was a couple dozen at the party, but it was in an apartment complex. So realistically, It could have been more.
And the gunman could have left and shot more. You know, so like, you know, really, she might have saved thousands of lives.
Yes, thousands. I mean,
realistically,
but,
probably not, but still, like, a lot.
Like the shooting in Philadelphia over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I think it might have been an African-American
man and woman.
Man and woman that was shooting up like what their equivalent to Ybor was.
Yes.
And 4 people died and 11 people are injured. But it's...
Is that the one that, like, a lot of people, like, a few people got hit by cars?
Yeah, there was 12 wounded, 3 died.
Because, cars started speeding away, too.
But it was African-American shooter
mm-hmm.
shoots predominantly African-American people.
Which is not, typical weekend in Philadelphia.
Which is called Saturday in Chicago.
Yeah, exactly.
But the media doesn't really fucking, you know...
Well, so they're going to use this... They're going to add it to the other ones and say, look at all these gun crimes, but they're not going to say, well, this has been happening for a long time.
Because when they did cover it, they said, what is the extended clip? Extended
magazine,
which that's what Biden's trying to ban.
Right.
So they said, oh, he dropped his gun and had an extended magazine.
Here's, I think this is the woman that had a gun that stopped this guy, and they're not making a big deal about it at all.
At a time when guns are being debated nationally, police say it at home, here at home, say a woman used one and that it saved lives. Good evening. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rob Macko.
And I'm Marilyn McAuliffe. It all happened during a
party. Hello, Marilyn McAuliffe. How you doing?
Party. Investigators say Dennis Butler started shooting with an AR-15 style rifle towards partygoers when a woman returned fire, killing him.
That's
the incident is now being reviewed by the Kanawha County Prosecutor's Office. But police say what happened likely prevented a mass casualty.
13 News reporter Nikki Walters joins us now live from that area.
Nikki Walters, Jesus.
With the latest. Nikki.
It's West Virginia, Bobs.
Let's see what Nikki sounds like.
The party was going on just right up here around this corner at Renaissance Circle in the 1300 apartment complex. When police got there, they found Dennis Butler with multiple gunshot wounds.
Because old girl smoked him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good.
Don't mess around with West Virginia girls.
He later died at the hospital. Now, police told us earlier this evening that last night Butler was approached about speeding in the apartment complex while children were playing. They say Butler then left the complex and returned a short time later, parked his vehicle in front of the apartment, and pulled out an AR-15 style rifle and started firing at people who were attending that party. Police say a woman attending the party quickly pulled out her
hell no I ain't fucking my party up
pistol mm-hmm. and fired at Butler
and smoked his ass.
Good.
I love her.
She was lawfully carrying her firearm.
Check number one. Law-abiding citizen, properly permitted, carrying her fucking handgun.
Mm-hmm.
And stopped the threat. There was a graduation party.
Number two, was legally carrying her handgun because good people have guns. And two, stopped the threat.
Yep.
In a party with kids. So obviously somebody just graduated high school and then another birthday party. And we could have had a casualty shooting there.
Nope. Not when you're old girl. No. This is exactly why we need guns.
Yep.
This is exactly why we need guns.
Police say the woman who fired the gun and others who witnessed the incident are being cooperative at this time.
Hey, looks like Clem's towing in front of the blitz. Look at this case.
Sure does.
No charges have been filed.
Fuck, there ain't going to be no charges. It's going to be goddamn medals of honor.
Yeah. In connection with this incident. Live in Charleston, Nikki Walters, 13 News.
Thank you, Nikki Walters. I gotta tell you, man. I gotta do a super quick, super important phone call. So how about we wrap this up? We gave them 30 good minutes.
Okay.
And then we start the meeting, you know, a little bit early, like in 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay.
Like maybe we start the meeting like at 11.
All right. Okay.
Perfect.
Yep.
All right. Perfect. I appreciate everybody tuning in today. And the podcast, Willie, download it, share it, save it. It would have been a little bit longer, but I got a little bit of drama going on I'm trying to deal with.
You've been on the phone all day today.
Yeah, I got some shit going down. And I'm going to find out how bad it is here next.
Uh-oh.
See you tomorrow.